Hey, welcome in. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff today. Let's go.
Okay, so first up, Trump is back on the Cuba beat. Apparently, he's vowing to take care of Cuba at this Shield of the Americas summit.
Take care of? What does that even mean in Trump speak? Is he going to send them a strongly worded letter, or?
Well, the articles suggest a bit more than that. There's talk of a surprise economic deal in one, and another mentions imminent action. It sounds like he's gearing up for something significant.
Economic deal and imminent action in the same breath? That's contradictory. So, is he going to try and buy them out, or invade them? It's always one or the other with that guy.
Exactly. And he's praising Venezuela's cooperation at the same summit. It's a strange mix of threats and, well, whatever you want to call cozying up to Venezuela.
Cozying up is a strong word. More like acknowledging they exist while simultaneously threatening their neighbor. Classic diplomacy.
Moving on, we've got some big news out of Iran. Khamenei's death is being described as Iran's Berlin Wall moment by The Guardian.
Wow, that's a loaded analogy. So, they're saying this could trigger a major shift in the country's political landscape?
That's the implication. It's being seen as the end of an era, a potential turning point. But Al Jazeera is reporting that Iran postponed Khamenei's farewell as Israel threatens to kill his successor.
Okay, that took a dark turn fast. Berlin Wall moment too, targeted assassination threats? Seriously? This is like a geopolitical thriller novel.
And The Atlantic chimes in with an article titled Trump Opens the Pandora's Box of Assassination. So, yeah, things are tense. And the US may or may not be involved. It really depends on who you ask.
Pandora's Box is right. It feels like every week, we're just waiting for another international incident to explode. I need a vacation, to, like, a remote island with no internet.
Speaking of Iran, Axios is running a piece on the Times the US has installed a foreign leader, as Trump zeroes in on Iran. It's not a short list.
Oh, great. A history lesson on regime change. Because that always goes so smoothly and ends with rainbows and unicorns, right? Seriously, though, is history repeating itself, or are we just doomed to keep making the same mistakes?
Well, Trump even said that he'll help pick Iran's leader, and that Iran's next supreme leader won't last long without my approval. It's quite a statement.
I'm speechless. The sheer audacity. It's like he thinks he's running a global reality show and everyone else is just a contestant. I can't even.
Finally, some domestic news. A Republican in Kentucky is taking a stand against the Iran war, and it's stirring up a heated primary, according to the New York Times.
Huh, an anti-war Republican? That's like finding a unicorn in your backyard. Good for them, though. Takes guts to go against the grain like that.
Definitely. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And lastly, NPR reported on the final send-off for Reverend Jesse Jackson. Former presidents and a Hall of Famer were in attendance.
A true icon. Regardless of your politics, you can't deny his impact on civil rights. It's the end of an era, for sure.
All right, that's all the time we have for today. A bit heavy on the international intrigue, I know.
Tell me about it. I need a palate cleanser after all that. Maybe some cute animal videos or something.
Definitely. Check back with us tomorrow for more news and hopefully fewer geopolitical bombshells. Until then.